haven't fired you. That's awful. I'm sure we will all miss you so much. I genuinely have no idea if she means this or not. If she does, it's certainly unexpected. We've been sitting opposite each other since I got here, and all I really know about her is that she's 22 years old and likes tuna sandwiches, typing aggressively, and picking her nose as if none of us have peripheral vision. Will you? I ask, genuinely curious. Why? Sophie opens her mouth, shuts it again, and goes back to smashing her keyboard as if she's playing whack-a-mole with her fingertips.
Cassandra!
My boss appears in the doorway, just as I start cleaning down my keyboard with one of my little antiseptic wipes.
What the hell are you doing? I didn't mean leave right now. Jesus, on a yellow bicycle, what is wrong with you? I'd prefer you to work out to your notice period, please.
Oh. I look down at the box and my plant.
Ah, there she is, the young lady of the hour, he pronounced, holding a brandy glass aloft. I must admit to having doubts you would ever know your duty, Phoebe, but tonight you exceed even my expectations. You look quite the dazzling debutante.
He smiled then, his teeth glinting in the candlelight.
Like a countess to be, her uncle added,
in a rare moment of presence, taking two glasses of champagne from a passing footman.
Indeed she does, Mr. Higglestone, her aunt beamed, accepting one of the proffered glasses. I was only saying so this morning. Phoebe has just the right fortitude and spirit for life as a countess. I'm sure her dear mamma would have... That's the herald, Fred interrupted, flashing Phoebe a glance of intense sympathy. I think His Majesty might have arrived. Oh, my dears! Oh, my dears! Aunt Higglestone mumbled, fanning herself with a new lilac broderie fan, purchased especially for the occasion.
Have you taken your tonic? I asked, a new fear creeping into my chest.
There wasn't time, she admitted weakly,
the unusual paleness to her darker skin more obvious beneath the harsh station lights. No, I hadn't given her time. I moved us out of the crushing swell of passengers, through the station and out towards the carriage stops. Beggars rattled their cups under my nose. Thin boys sold hot pies wrapped in newspaper, and women gossiped while waiting for their trains. There was nothing that the loud whistle could do to distract me from the large sign hanging on the back of the waiting room door. No beggars, no Fay.
Miss Woodrow,
came a voice from across the packed platform, almost swallowed by the shrill whistle of a departing train. The gangly form of a young man hurried towards us, skillfully navigating the busy crowd. He had fiery red hair, a handsome young face covered in freckles, warm brown eyes, and dimpled cheeks, emphasized by his beaming smile. He came to a stop, pulled off his cap, and bowed in greeting, revealing two short, dark horns that protruded from his curls.
William Royden,
he announced in a thick, Deverick accent. He couldn't have been older than 16. And if he was put off by the imposing nature of my Caecilian height, he didn't show it.
I've come from Blackthorn House to fetch you.